Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour here. Open phones, as always, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up anything. We were talking about non-cooperation, some outrageous FBI behavior, trying to subpoena a newspaper company, Gannett, looking for readers' IP addresses. You can comment on anything you want to discuss here, plus the California assault weapons ban overturned by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We talked about that at the beginning of the show, so you decide what you want to discuss. Could be something completely different at 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
So we're going to get into, I think, Ross Ulbricht here, if we have time. He spoke at Bitcoin 2021, the Miami Bitcoin Conference that happened, I believe, over the weekend. It was like maybe Friday, Saturday, Thursday, something like that. Big conference with, I think, more than 10,000 attendees. So nice to see that conferences are back. Speaking of getting rid of, you know, all the COVID mandates and requirements and such, this was a tremendously successful Bitcoin conference. A lot of people were there, big names. Like, you showed me a picture of Paris Hilton there. So, like, you know, Bitcoin's getting big.
And I am so happy to hear that Bitcoin isn't going so hardcore commercial that they're pushing people like Ross out of the story. They're inviting him in to talk at this conference. That is huge.
Yeah. And of course, Ross Ulbricht and his mom, Lynn. Lynn's been making the circuit of Bitcoin conferences for
such a legend
most of the last decade now. I mean, just trying to bring attention to her son's story. Of course, for listeners that aren't familiar, he is the founder of the Silk Road, which was the first underground dark net marketplace where people, for the most part, bought and sold drugs. Various different, you know, illegal narcotics, drugs and such. And there were some other categories of, like, hacking tools or whatever, but it was mostly drugs that were sold at Silk Road. And he spoke at this conference for the first time since being sentenced.
He's been in 8 years.
Yeah, he's been in prison since 2013 when he was arrested on suspicion of running the Silk Road. We now know that he was indeed the founder, the creator of the Silk Road, although his defense team says he wasn't always the author of the Silk Road, or the admin. So he created it. They admitted that. But they said somebody else took over the keys to Silk Road at some point. We never found out who that person was.
Phoebe.
It's not clear. Well, we know at one point there was an undercover agent at the very least on Silk Road in the admin team. So we can talk more about Ross Ulbricht, what he said. What he said got him thrown in the hole in the prison that he's in. That's how I got a heads up on this story in the first place, was I follow his Twitter account. So obviously he's not tweeting from jail, but I think he gives his what he wants to be said to a family member, and then they have access to this account, and they post sort of on his behalf. But it says Ross has been put in the SHU, which stands for Special Housing Unit, a.k.a. The Hole, after a recorded interview that he did over the phone with Bitcoin Magazine was broadcast publicly at the Bitcoin conference over the weekend. So we actually have the audio from that interview, and I'd like to play it.
Go for
but
it.
First,
let's, have it.
Let's talk to Clamoring. She's in New Hampshire. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live, calling from the North Country. Clamoring, do we have you? Clamoring going once, clamoring going twice. We'll check back with her later and see if that might have been a cell phone issue there. So here is the audio from Bitcoin Conference, Miami. They're putting Ross on the phone here.
So it sounds like when Ian and nobody were calling me from jail, too.
Recorded and subject to monitoring. Heading up to decline the call or to accept, dial 5 now. If you wish to block any future calls of this nature, dial 7 now. To decline this call, hang up.
Hello? Hi, Ross. It's Peter from Bitcoin Magazine.
You good to go?
Yep.
All right. Hello. This is Ross Ulbricht. I'm calling you today from prison, from and I don't know if I'll get another chance to talk to you like this. I'll say as much as I can, but when it's time to go, I'll have to hang up and go back to my cell. I have lost my freedom. That's what I want to talk to you about today. I want you to understand what it means to lose your freedom. But first, let's talk about Bitcoin. I was there during Bitcoin's early days. Back then, Bitcoin made me feel like anything was possible. Bitcoin was open to everyone, right? That's what I loved so much about it. It was like it leveled the playing field. When the idea of Bitcoin really clicked for me, I got so excited. I thought, with Bitcoin, I can try to do something that actually makes a difference. And by the way, before I was put in prison, we didn't have all these different cryptocurrencies and tokens and everything. I missed all that. So to me, it's all one thing. The forks, the new blockchains, all of it. So when I say Bitcoin, I'm not making those distinctions. To me, it may sound kind of corny, but to me, we're all one big family. So I was excited back then, but I was also very impatient. I saw what Bitcoin could do for freedom and equality, but I didn't take the time to really understand it. I didn't fully appreciate the principles it's based on. Things like immutability and consensus, and of course, decentralization. I had so many big dreams for Bitcoin, and what's so beautiful is slowly those dreams are coming true. That's because of you. You are making those dreams a reality. You are doing what I didn't have the patience for. These last 8 years now in prison, over and over, I've been so impressed with how far we've come. But back then, I was impatient. I rushed ahead with my first idea, which was Silk Road. Silk Road was a website I made when I was 26 years old, more than a decade ago now.
Unbelievable.
It used Tor and Bitcoin to protect people's privacy. I called it an anonymous market. At the time, I thought, if Bitcoin makes payments anonymous and private, then what are we waiting for? Why are we sitting around talking about it? Let's put it into action. That's impulsive. That's a 26-year-old who thinks he has to save the world before someone beats him to it. I had no idea if Silk Road would work, but now we all know it caught on. It was used to sell drugs, and now I'm in prison. I was given 2 life sentences without parole, plus 40 years. I'm a nonviolent first-time offender, but if nothing changes, I'll spend the next few decades in this cage. Then, sometime later this century, I'll grow old and die. I'll finally leave prison, but I'll be in a body bag.
If you were expecting this to be an uplifting interview, you were expecting the wrong thing. This is a very sad discussion. It's not even really a discussion. It's basically, I listened to the whole thing earlier. It's Ross just talking for 25 minutes. There's no questions really coming from the Bitcoin Magazine folks. He's obviously got a lot to say. This is the first time since he was, and I don't think he really spoke meaningfully before the conviction, so basically since his arrest. Essentially the first time ever he's really spoken meaningfully about the Silk Road, about how he feels now. And we're going to continue with this. I mean, there's things that, you know, we can stop in and say, and maybe we will, but I just feel like I wanted to get through some of this with just let him go, and we can comment further. You can comment as well, because the guy's a hero.
Absolute legend.
And we'll continue. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We'll continue here in moments with a little bit more from Ross Ulbricht, the founder, the creator of the Silk Road, a man who I said was a hero. Matt, you agreed.
Absolute legend.
And we'll talk more about why that is, and we'll get his opinion on, you know, what he did, at least the one that he's sharing publicly, that he was thrown into the hole for this interview that was played at the Bitcoin conference in Miami over the weekend, which kudos to Bitcoin Magazine. They actually put their conference online. So, you know, if you don't want to stand in what apparently was an hour, not hour, mile-long line of people in the Miami heat to get into this conference over the weekend, you can actually watch it online. So they got Ross, not just Ross Ulbricht, but Ron Paul was one of the speakers. This
pretty time. Amazing.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. I haven't watched the Ron Paul speech yet, but, you know, anywhere that you got Ron Paul, it's going to be a good conference. So we go to your phone calls and thoughts here. We actually have Jack. He's on the line in New Hampshire. Jack, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We got you. Go ahead.
Oh, beautiful. Hey, couple things. In regards to Ross and his the comment about freedom, can you imagine being charged with a felony, which is a false accusation, and then going in front of the judge for a bail hearing, and, you know, they can offer you a diversion program, you know, where you can get out. Let's say it's like community corrections or something. And they lie to the judge about something that happened 10 years ago when you might have been in the program for community corrections before, and they say you violated the terms, so they don't want you back in the community corrections program. So they hold you with no bail.
Yes, I can completely imagine them lying in front of a judge.
Yeah. Did that happen to Ross? Or?
No, he's talking about a local case.
And this is exactly what they did. And I got a copy of the hearing, and I sent a message to my attorney, and they said they made a mistake. Well, no, let me back up. I said I want my file from this place, and I want them to prove that I violated the terms, because I know I didn't. And it took, they wouldn't answer my attorney for 2 months.
Hold on. The mistake they're talking about is lying under oath, right?
Oops.
Yeah, they lied. They said I violated my terms and my conditions the last time I was in the program.
And this was in court, so they were under oath.
Yeah, I have a copy of the recording, absolutely.
Yeah, and they want to call that a mistake. That's perjury.
Yeah, now listen. Because I asked for my file, they don't have my file. They don't have anything because it's over 7 years. So how can it be a mistake if you don't have anything to reference it to?
Yeah, wow. They had to completely make something up out of thin air, not just, like, misread a word.
Yep.
They completely pulled it out of thin air.
See, this is the thing. This happens to people all over the place. And, you know, you're one of the few people who dares to even call and talk about some of the terrible things that have happened to you, Jack. A lot of people, they just suffer in silence. They get screwed over, and then they go to prison.
Well, I'm not taking it. I'll tell you that. I'm not taking it. There's a lot of things that were done wrong, and I'm going after them.
That a boy.
I appreciate you, man, and keep us in the loop as this develops. I appreciate your call tonight. That's Doug there in Jack. Apologies, in New Hampshire. We continue here. Ross Ulbricht also was screwed over by lying police, who not only lied, as he points out, they actually stole and went to prison for it. But yet, of course, Ross's sentence wasn't reduced, because the evidence was cooked up. And,
or just deleted.
Yeah, exactly. And or prevented from being presented at the trial. All of these things. So this case is so deep. If you go to freeross.org, there's a documentary series there that they did about this. It's in video, audio, and text form. So whichever way you like to consume your media, you can have it. And all the facts.
If you do your homework on the Ross Ulbricht trial, and you still think that there's just no way to consider that justice exists in America anymore.
Oh, it's
that. That is an talk about miscarriage of justice. That was not a mistake.
Yeah.
It was an absolute conspiracy to railroad this kid.
I believe that's what the name of the documentary is.
What?
Railroaded.
Oh, yeah.
I believe so.
This is the epitome of that. This is a railroad job, a bad one, with, like, blatant corruption taking place throughout the entire thing.
Corruption that should have called
by
into
the
question.
FBI.
Yeah, it should have called into question the evidence, called into question the entire case, called a mistrial at the very minimum.
At the very least.
But let's go on here with more from Ross Ulbricht from the Bitcoin conference in Miami this weekend.
I got a letter
the other day. It was from someone I hadn't met before. He was thanking me. He was grateful I had put Silk Road online all those years ago. He believed that Bitcoin wouldn't be where it is today if it wasn't for Silk Road. I'm not sure. For better or worse, Silk Road is part of Bitcoin's history now, but I worry that by putting Silk Road online, I made things harder for us. There's no way to know how things would have turned out differently, but I just want to say, to the extent that I made things harder for us, I'm sorry.
Do you think he did?
Absolutely not. It was an absolute catapult for Bitcoin. I mean, it doesn't matter where mass adoption occurs first. It matters that mass adoption happens.
It was one of the first things that you could spend Bitcoin on.
One of the first meaningful things. I mean, there were a few couple things that were out there, alpaca socks or something
yeah,
like that
right.
somebody was selling.
I hope those people are absolutely loaded right now. I hope they
yeah.
made a ton.
But it was the Silk Road that really put Bitcoin on the map. And I can understand why he would feel... You know, why Ross Ulbricht would feel as though maybe it wasn't the right time for it. Maybe it was too early.
I think Free Talk Live could be a good competitor to Silk Road as far as putting Bitcoin on the map. Free Talk Live's been
no
talking
way.
About, you say
no,
that.
No, man.
You,
come on.
No, you've been talking about Bitcoin for 10 years.
Yeah, but look, it's true that some of our earlier, some of our listeners back in the day were some of the earliest Bitcoiners, like, you know, Gavin Andreessen, mm-hmm. who came up here to tell us about Bitcoin, Roger Ver, et cetera. Eric Voorhees, these are all, you know, good people who've been associated with Bitcoin, early investors, that kind of thing. So, I mean, I'm not going to take it away from Free Talk Live, but the Silk Road, that was huge. I mean, that gave people a reason to use Bitcoin. We just talked about it. That's not the same. We're not even in the same ballpark as the Silk Road as far as importance to Bitcoin. It was said, and I don't know who said this, but Ross's mother cited this statement at one of the conferences she spoke at. She said... Someone told her that they thought Ross was the second most important person to Bitcoin after Satoshi Nakamoto. So Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, and then Ross Ulbricht.
Got to be.
And I agree.
Absolutely.
I agree because of what you said, Bonnie. He put it on the map with this Silk Road, and I can understand why he's second-guessing himself. He's in prison. You're going to second-guess everything that you do.
He gets into it later because me and you listened to this interview, but I think he's extremely guilty for the pain that the feds, not him, are causing his family by
sure.
him being in prison. So, of course, he's going to start to feel like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have ever done this. But,
right.
No, he's a hero.
Yeah, and plus, you know, when you're in their capture, you know, you're their captive. If you want to get out, they want you to put your tail between your legs, and they want you to change your perspective.
So write a letter to nobody, and write a letter to Ross Ulbricht letting him know what he's done for the world.
Indeed. But that doesn't mean he won't change how he's speaking because, you know, if he wants to get out, maybe...
Yeah, he's going to be the big victim.
We're coming up here.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A bipartisan group has struck a tentative deal on the infrastructure package in Washington. Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with 5 Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Even though the president is in England, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said he's watching what's going on.
He'll stay very engaged in this, even as he's on his first overseas trip.
Biden has announced the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX, which is the global immunization effort.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19, just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
This is USA Radio News. A shooting at a South Florida grocery store left 3 people dead, including a child, according to the local sheriff's office. The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said the shooting took place inside a public supermarket in Royal Palm Beach, which is just west of Palm Beach. The Sheriff's Office said they found a gun near the body of a man who they believed died of a self-inflicted wound. Sheriff's spokeswoman Terry Barber said the agency believes the deceased woman was shopping with her grandson when they were fatally shot. It's unclear what their relationship to the gunman may be. Public spokeswoman Maria Boose issued a statement saying the company couldn't confirm any details from the incident since it involved an active police investigation. She said, "Our thoughts are with those who are impacted by this tragedy. We are cooperating with the local law enforcement." Police are still trying to determine the motive of the shooter in the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, open phones as always at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a social media site, and it is pretty cool. Social.freetalklive.com. You know, there's big tech out there, and they're in control of major platforms, kicking people off left and right. Bans, permanent bans. Why deal with all that? You can just go and express yourself over at social.freetalklive.com. You don't have to be a libertarian type to do it. It's open to anybody. But clearly you're going to encounter a lot of libertarian types when you go there. Social.freetalklive.com. Head over there and you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the show hosts. So we go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. We've been having some phone troubles. Hopefully Clamoring is with us now. Clamoring, are you there?
I am.
We have you. Go ahead.
Hey, woo! So... it's a little hard to follow Ross Ulbricht, who is indeed a legend and by all accounts wrongfully imprisoned.
No doubt.
And on that topic, maybe I can start off with an update from Nobody.
Oh, great. Our co-host Nobody. Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I just got confirmation today that his motion to overturn his bail denial went in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a hearing date yet, but we're very, very hopeful that that will be overturned.
I hope so, too. It took 4 weeks for me to get that hearing date, by the way, and then 2 more weeks for me to actually get out. So the federal court system does not move quickly.
We hope he will be out before Forkfest.
That'd be great.
But yeah, it would be great. And, you know, of course, he is the last of the Crypto Six to be incarcerated.
Right.
and certainly deserves to be released until his trial, which last I heard, and I'm not sure about this, but from talking to his lawyer, last I heard might be November.
Yeah, I've heard two dates now. I've heard November, and I've heard May of 2022. So
yeah, they put in an official court document that it would be May.
Yeah, so it was May, and then it was moved out to November, and now I've heard it's back to May, so...
No, November 2022, not 2021?
Yeah, 2022.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, so. I thought it was 2021, but they moved these things around so much, you know.
Yep.
And then I just had a little tiny comment, opinion to express about Securus.
Securus is the phone system, one of two major entities, and I know this because Prison Legal News actually has done reporting on this stuff, how these companies, these tech companies are fleecing prisoners with ridiculous ridiculous per-minute fees and terrible service at the same time. So what about Securus?
Well, they're fleecing their friends and family. They're fleecing everybody.
Right.
So, I mean, I've been sending nobody money so that he can call me, and he calls me just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a limit of $300 per week.
Oh, really?
And he has to buy everything, like his phone calls, his stamps, his personal items, paper, deodorant, all this. But, you know, the phone calls are very expensive as well. So once he hits that, we've put $300, and I say we, like the whole community has been contributing to that, to his fund. But once we hit that $300 limit, if he runs out, you can't put more in until the next week.
I'm surprised about that, because I would think that the jails would want to make as much money as they could possibly get.
Exactly.
Is it a $300 limit on the commissary system? Is that what it is?
I am not up and up on the... on the differences.
So the way, as I understand it, that it works is people can, they contribute to the jail commissary, and then from the jail commissary you have a balance. From that balance you can then order phone time, and then of course you can also make collect calls. So that may be a way around it, is to have him make collect calls and then have the person on the other end put in their debit card information, and then that might be an extra sort of way to deal with this. But that sucks.
He did mention something about moving money to phone stuff, but I have tried to put money in his commissary more than once and been told, like, the limit is done. You can't add anymore.
Today, Today nobody tried to call me, and I answered, and it was doing its regular thing, like that you would have heard at the beginning of the Ross Ulbricht thing, saying, this is a call from Merrimack County Corrections Facility, and it said, like, this is a call from Rich, and it just went on talking, and I have to wait till it can say, until it says you can press 1 to answer the call, and before it got to that, it just said, this call is being terminated due to a system error. And
that must have happened at least 5 or 6 times you and I. When
it happened to me all the time when Ian was trying to call me. But Ian knew that, like, something must have just happened, so he would call right back. But it sucks because who knows if nobody, or maybe if it's not nobody, the next time somebody else trying to call me from jail will know that I didn't terminate the call. It's really sad. It's really... they do all kinds of things just to give you depression in jail.
Yeah,
and I don't know why that's happening. I have my suspicions, but it's been happening to Rich and I at such frequency that we have our own protocol about him calling back a certain number of times, and, you know, if it is...
Well, I said to Bonnie that I think that, you know, it's something they programmed into the system. Because a lot of times, depending on the number that you're calling, if you're calling a 603 number, a lot of times they say it's $2.50-something cents, like $2.58 for the first minute. And then it goes to like 28 cents a minute after that, or 30 cents or something like that. So you basically pay at the 20-something cents a minute. You're paying for 10 minutes in the first minute. So if they knock your call out after 3 minutes, then you call back. There's another $2.50 for them.
They just keep getting.
And what are you
going
to do about it? You can't get customer service out of these people. It's impossible.
Not to mention that the calls are terminated at 20 minutes anyway.
Well, there is that. But I'm saying, you know, it probably one out of every five calls. They probably just have a little bug in the system that causes a system error to where, you know, then you just have to call back and then you get hit again. So I know there are a lot of people that have these issues with these phone systems, and what can you do about it? You know, they got you by the balls.
That's just very frustrating. I just wanted to vent about that.
Thanks. Thanks clamoring for the call tonight. I definitely appreciate hearing from you.
You know, I have a lawyer who is crazy about class action lawsuits. Maybe there's a lot of people out there that this happens to that would be interested in joining a class action lawsuit at no charge to them.
It wouldn't surprise me. Let's go on with more from Ross, Ross Ulbricht here at Bitcoin 2021 in Miami.
The extent that my actions led to drug abuse and addiction. Sorry.
They didn't. Ross, I want to let you know that your actions, I know you're not listening, but to everybody out there, we're talking about Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, the world's first underground marketplace. It's been imitated many times since. And he changed the world. And one of the things that he did was he made a competitive marketplace, an anonymous competitive marketplace in the world of drugs. And whether you like it or not, drugs aren't going away. The war on drugs has not succeeded. It never will. They've spent trillions of dollars or however many billions, hundreds of billions of dollars on this thing.
And drugs won.
Over the years, and drugs continue to win. And in the black market, prior to these darknet markets that Ross created with the Silk Road, you have very dangerous drugs on the streets that are subject to limited competition. It is a very dangerous marketplace. And a lot of people die from improper, you know, improperly mixed drugs, improperly created drugs, dangerous batches of drugs. There's a ton of people who die from that stuff in the black market. Ross made it so people could actually get the drugs they thought they were ordering instead of some imitation, some fakery or whatever. And he saved people's lives. Is there somebody out there who ordered too much heroin from the Silk Road and killed themselves on it? Yeah, that case probably exists. But that person probably would have killed themselves anyway. So I wish that he weren't beating himself up for that, but that to me sounds like a prosecution talking point that he's just kind of echoing.
Yep.
You know? So we'll continue here. 603-283-6160. That's the thing with the Silk Road. You cannot know how many lives were saved, but I guarantee you people's lives were saved.
I bet a lot more than any harm was caused.
A ton of people are alive today because of the Silk Road. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in here at 603-283-6160 if you want to join us in these remaining moments. 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Matt,
and Bonnie.
We're going to continue with more from Ross Ulbricht, and I won't be able to finish this audio. It's about a half hour long total, and we've got less than a segment here to go. But I will post a link over on the Free Talk Live social. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. Follow, when you join the site, you automatically follow the Free Talk Live account. You'll automatically follow a few of the co-hosts as well, including Bonnie. People, you auto-follow Bonnie and me and Aria and Mark. So you can join over at social.freetalklive.com and check out Bitcoin Magazine on YouTube. They've got the whole curriculum, it appears. I mean, maybe there's some stuff they haven't posted, but they got Ron Paul up there. I haven't had a chance to watch his speech. He spoke for about 40 minutes on, of course, monetary freedom.
And Tim Dillon.
Who's that?
He's my new favorite comedian because he was talking about how much Austin sucks.
This was in Miami, this particular conference, but there was... why did he target my Austin?
Well, he lives there.
Oh, I see. So, anyway, check it out. We're going to continue here with more of Ross Ulbricht, the founder of the Silk Road, speaking for the first time publicly since he was arrested in 2013. This is pretty big.
I was trying to do something good. I was trying to help us move toward a...
This call is from a single Coven.
In case you forgot.
Sorry, this is prison. I was trying to help us move toward a freer and more equitable world. But we all know the road to hell is paved with good intentions, right? And now here I am. I'm in hell. I want you to understand what it means to lose your freedom. Let me start by telling you about the hole. It goes by many names. The shoe, segregation, the box. But for me, it's the hole.
By the way, the hole is where they put him after discovering that this interview was played at this conference. So, they didn't like it very much, I guess. His prison wardens or whoever it was that pulls the strings over whichever prison he's in now, because they always move him around just to make it more difficult for his parents to come and see him. Here we go.
The hole is the prison within the prison. I once spent 4 months straight in the hole. Not easy for me to talk about, but I will. The hole can make you or break you, and there was a time when it broke me. It started with my mind racing out of control. I felt like the walls were crushing in on me, like I just had to get out of that cell. This lasted days. Then I started beating the walls and kicking the heavy metal door. Something deep inside me cried out for freedom. I couldn't accept where I was or what had happened to me. But eventually I realized I had to get a grip. The stress was destroying me. It may sound strange, but what saved me was gratitude. But what could I be grateful for in that little cell? Well, I had to start small. I had air, right? Maybe it was stale and foul, but I had air. I had water that didn't make me sick. Food came through the slot in the door every day. I knew I wasn't forgotten. My family, I knew someday it would be over and my family would still be there. I forgave all the people involved in putting me in prison. I had to. The anger I felt wasn't hurting them, but it was hurting me.
These are really important things, really important conclusions for somebody to come to. Whether you're in a prison cell or not, to practice forgiveness and to practice gratitude for things in life, for things being as good as they are. You know, as bad as things are out there, and it's easy to focus on the negative, could be a lot worse.
It's really crazy because this morning when we listened to this and right now, like, I'm just thinking of all the parallels between what happened to him and what happened to us, just being victimized in almost like a similar way from the government. It was really, really, really hard for me to be apart from you. I know you said it was just a vacation. But
it's never easy for anybody.
But I came to so many of the same conclusions without... There's no book that tells you how to be a victim of the government,
mm-hmm.
but somehow me and Ross Ulbricht came up with some of the same conclusions, like that you have to forgive the people who did this to you because they don't know what they're doing, and that you have to be grateful for the things you have, like the one phone call a day.
Absolutely. And I was grateful for being in a place where I wasn't being tortured. I mean, some would say putting, 23 hours a day in a cell is torture.
It's absolute torture. that is inhumane. There's nothing. It's demonic.
It is demonic.
To a human being.
But, for me, it was like, okay, I can get some reading done. it wasn't the worst situation because, like Ross said, I wasn't being frozen out. It would have been more torturous if, I was freezing in there and I wasn't. Or was being given garbage for food. And honestly, the food in the New Hampshire jails I've been in, everybody else that's been in any other jails in like Massachusetts or whatever, they say it's great.
Yeah, but Ian, you eat like, we could do a whole episode on how bad Ian, I mean.
Not now, not that Bonnie's here.
That's true. Thank God Bonnie's here. She's saving your life.
But no, look, I mean, it's better than microwave food.
It is. Anything is better than
that. That's what I'm saying. It's an upgrade from my normal. But, but that's about being grateful for, it's not a gulag. It's not, they're not, drawing and quartering people. You do get to make a phone call. It's at inflated rates. It's a ripoff. I mean, there's all kinds of bad aspects to it. But it is important to stay in a place of gratitude as much as possible. And to
only for yourself, not for anyone else.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not to help out the government. It's to help out yourself.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And that's what forgiveness is all about, too. You don't have to tell the cops and the prosecutors you've forgiven them. And I don't think that that's what he did. I don't think he took the time to, to write a letter to the terrible judge in his case, Catherine Forrest.
Corrupt nightmare.
Terrible judge, who I believe has been promoted since that time, if I recall correctly, or to the corrupt officers who cooked up evidence and, you know, lied and stole in those cases, but to forgive yourself or forgive those people for the things that they've done to you so you don't bear that anger, because it just destroys you inside, as he's pointed out.
So, for the sake of my sanity, I had to let it go. I had a dream while I was in the hole, and in the dream I was free. I was in a park, and I felt this huge relief. I wasn't in prison anymore. But then I got worried. Am I out on bail or something? Or are they going to put me back in? Are they after me right now? And I started trying to get away, and the anxiety, it woke me up. And there I was again, in the hole. And it was like everything that had happened to me over all these years, it all came slamming down on me at once, like life without parole, maximum security. I've been in the hole for months, and there's no end in sight. I want you to understand what it means to lose your freedom. My mother, this was after I was sentenced, my mother was invited to give a speaking tour in Europe. She was raising awareness about what had happened to me and was looking for help. I talked in Poland, she started to feel a bit sick and had to fly home early. So the next morning, I called my sister from the prison, and the first thing she said was, "Has anyone told you about Mom yet?" I said, "What about her?" And she said to me in this voice, she said, "Oh, Ross, Ross, Ross." And I knew her mom had been feeling sick, and in that moment, I just knew my sister was going
to... This call is from a federal prison.
My sister was going to tell me our mom was dead. So she said, "Mom's in the hospital." And I was like, "Oh, thank God, she's not dead."
There's more to it. That's only half of the discussion with Ross Ulbricht. You can check out the full interview over at Bitcoin Magazine's YouTube channel. Just look for Ross Ulbricht there. We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.